Morning, everyone. Special meeting of the Story County Board of County Commissioners will now come to order. Anyone has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you can silence them now, it's not to disrupt the meeting. We'd appreciate it. And if you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
You want to just do it as part of the agenda approval then? Begin.
Do you like to do Tuesday as part of the agenda?
Some of the rules, Mr. Chairman.
Next up is item number 3, discussion of possible action, approval of the agenda for September the 6th, 2018. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? We're going to get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
I believe Commissioner Gilman has a comment.
Okay. You want to do it?
Mr. Chairman?
Before.
Go ahead.
With the approval of the agenda, I'm going to recuse myself from voting or discussions on action 6 and 7 of the morning or afternoon agenda.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. All right. That's it. Now if I can get a motion to approve.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve agenda for September 6, 2018.
Second.
Move a second to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 4, discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. Kind of a light committee today. So I'll start off with Director of Human Resources and Planning, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Austin. Now to the Comptroller's Office, Mr. Gallagher.
Nothing, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right, Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Nothing today, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Loomis. County Manager, Mr. Whitman.
Well, nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. County Clerk, Ms. Stevens, nothing today. All right. That concludes item number 4. We'll move on to item number 5. This is board comments. We'll take no action of public comment. Start at the far end of the table with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lance. Commissioner McGuffey.
Yeah, the only thing is I'd like to welcome Mike Northern as a permanent member of our team. He's done a great job under the part-time program he's been on. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And I have nothing today. So now we'll go ahead and we'll move along to item number 6. This is discussion and possible action. Discussion and possible action on resolution 18-512, directing the county engineer to prepare preliminary plans, cost estimates, and related items to reimburse the cost of an undertaking for a tax increment area formed pursuant to Nevada Revised Statutes Chapter 278C.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I want to just introduce most everybody you know, but we do have one new face in the group. Starting with the center of the room, we have Randy Allman with Emerald Lakes joining us again today. Elise Pardo with Switch, Brian Gordon with Applied Analysis, Bob Sater. And then we also have a new face standing in for Kendra Follett, and that is Ryan Henry with Sherman and Howard, and of course, Mark. We'll take it from
there. All right, Mr. Johnson.
After being up here so much, I am almost ready to go look for a house. For the record, Marty Johnson with J&E Consulting Group, financial advisor of the county. This resolution calls for the engineers to do the plans. They are essentially the exact same plans as what's in the special assessment district because it's the same project. If you'll remember, on Tuesday, we reviewed all of those project costs. You know, related to the pipeline, the right-of-way, easements, water rights, bond reserve fund, issuance costs, et cetera, all adding up to the $35 million. And so that is what the plans are that are being directed to be created. And with that, I'd answer any questions.
Do you have any questions, Chad?
Yeah, we've talked so much, I don't know what to ask anymore.
Yeah, we covered pretty much all the bases.
IFC on this one or next one?
The next one.
Okay. All right, so I don't have any questions. Do you have any follow-up on this?
No, sir.
Okay, we'll open up for public comment. Hearing none? Okay, I'll go ahead and read the resolution, and we'll go from there, all right? Resolution number 18-512. A resolution directing the county's engineer to prepare preliminary plans, cost estimates, and related items to reimburse the cost of an undertaking for a tax increment area formed pursuant to Nevada Revised Statutes Chapter 278C. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve the resolution 18-512 directing the county engineer to prepare preliminary plans, cost estimates, and related items to reimburse the cost of an undertaking for a tax increment area formed pursuant to Nevada Revised Statute Chapter 278C.
All right. I'll second your motion. Move to second to approve resolution 18-512. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 7. This is discussion and possible action. Discussion and possible action on resolution 18-513, provisionally ordering an undertaking of a tax increment area formed pursuant to Nevada Revised Statutes Chapter 278C, setting a time and place for a hearing on the undertaking and providing on matters related thereto. Mr. Johnson.
So this resolution is to me, really the first step in creating the tax increment area. So this does not, in and of itself, create the tax increment area. It merely starts that process. There is a notice that needs to be published multiple times in the paper. Then it sets a hearing for the provisional order for the October 2nd meeting. This is the step that, you know, we couldn't take until after IFC approved, and they did that yesterday. It was a very long hearing. They asked a lot of questions about a lot of different things, but they did end up approving the creation of the tax increment area to allow us to go forward with this today. And so just to reiterate a couple of things that we talked about on Tuesday, the increment that goes into the tax increment area is the revenue generated over and above what is currently done today. That incremental revenue is approximately $1.3 billion based on the estimates and projections that have been done by Applied Analysis. The amount of that revenue that actually goes into the tax increment area is about $770 million. And then out of that, only $61-62 million, based on current estimates, is what would actually be used for reimbursements. And again, remember the bar chart that I showed you on Tuesday, multiple local governments in the state are participating in that reimbursement. So the state general fund is part of that reimbursement. The county share is approximately $20-22 million. The fire district, I believe, was another $4 or $5 million. So that $62 million reimbursement does not come entirely out of county money. If you have other questions, I'm happy to address them or ask someone in the audience that would have more expertise than I in that matter. Otherwise, we could go ahead and, after public comment, of course, move forward with that resolution.
Sure. Do you have any further questions on this, Jack?
Not at this time. No.
Neither do I. I mean, between your PowerPoint presentation, meetings we've had, the prolonged discussion throughout the hearing yesterday, I think I brought up to all the information that I can probably absorb at one time. So. Yeah. Do you have any follow-up on this?
Yes, I think this would be an appropriate place to, you know, just recap a few of the critical things, I think, at IFC yesterday. One senator actually suggested that they'd be happy setting a tax increment area if no state money was involved. That probably would have derailed this permanently at that stage. We did get a few no votes at IFC, and they were not on party lines, but those no votes, to the best of my knowledge, really focus on the state's participation. And I think Paul Anderson from GOED did a stellar job in explaining why this isn't just a county function. It's a city of Reno, city of Sparks, Washoe County was there. Von Hartung spoke. Mr. Anderson made it abundantly clear, you know, that the state should be and is a vital, very active participant in this tax increment area. And that's about it.
Okay. To follow up on that, there were three or four no votes on this, so there was approximately 30 yes votes on it. So of the people who voted no on it, which is interesting, is these are the same legislators that voted for this this special legislation, this SB1, and which was the Faraday bill, and it had this water issue within it. So they all voted for it to, for the legislation to pass. So they just had some misgivings about maybe where the water pipeline was going to go on this round, maybe not North Las Vegas, but in any event, it was passed, and it passed with no conditions. So we, you know, you can always be prepared for they might come back and say they wanted things twisted a little bit differently, but they didn't. They were overwhelmingly, the majority of them were happy with the way that it was presented. So.
And it is a technicality, but just so our record's correct, I would say there was a condition placed, and that was the $35 million cap. So we can't agree.
Sure.
To
okay. Million. Right. So. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and we'll open this up for public comment.
For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. I'm sure it comes as no surprise since I recognize every face except for one, that I stand here in strenuous and vigorous support of the pipeline and what it represents as a linchpin and a fulcrum moving the county forward in the future. With even greater vigor and enthusiasm, I oppose the commitment of future tax revenue in any shape, form to benefit the properties and the businesses of global billion-dollar companies. By passing the TIA, we will now commit in excess of $200 million of taxpayer money for the TRI project since its inception. In previous meetings, Commissioner McBride, you have noted that the fact that the abatements exist is a foregone conclusion. It was done courtesy of the special session of the legislature in 2014, and that Story County had no say or participation. Interestingly, I went through the journal of that session and found reference to Commissioner Gilman, not as a representative of Story County, but as an executive of TRIC. And so that kind of counters the notion that, in fact, we were unwilling or unwitting participants in the fact in the abatements. The abatements last year totaled $84 million. The numbers have just been released by the state, and I have not gotten from their information folks the actual tally. But I expect that last year we will have it abated $60 million in just sales tax revenue. We've got a public records request into Ms. Witten to know what the abatements are for the property taxes. But if you add those numbers and the $67 million, we're pushing north of $200 million of Story County tax revenue to invest in the park. And at some point, as was noted in yesterday's meeting, the question is, when does the economic development from the taxpayers and the state's part need to end? Because, in fact, the development of the economic engine is running at top speed. And when does it no longer require the commitment of funds from people who would otherwise enjoy those tax revenues to support senior citizens, to support people like my daughter who has no affordable child care here in Story County, and other appropriate uses of that tax revenue. So, again, as being a broken record, I oppose the formation of this increment area. And this is, unlike the legislation passed in 2014, this is completely under your control to prevent. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on up, Ms. Bart.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. Although I stand here alone at the podium, as of this morning, I have 9 signatures that oppose the use of public monies for this. After tonight, I expect to have more signatures that will oppose the use of public money for this project. I intend to continue to collect the signatures as a way for the residents of this county to continue to either, and I'm holding these meetings, and there are 3 clipboards, a clipboard that says I oppose, a clipboard that says I support, and a clipboard that says I'm undecided. And I provide them with the materials that has been provided in these meetings for them to judge. So in future meetings, when I stand here, I will not be standing here with one voice. I will be standing here with other voices opposing the potential approval by this commission of committing public funds, whether they be state or county, to this private enterprise. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other public comment? Hearing none, I'm going to go ahead and read resolution number 18-513, a resolution provisionally ordering an undertaking for a tax increment area formed pursuant to Nevada Revised Statutes, Chapter 278C, setting a time and a place for the hearing on the undertaking and providing other matters related thereto. Can I get a motion to approve?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve resolution 18-513, provisionally ordering an undertaking for a tax increment area formed pursuant to Nevada Revised Statute, Chapter 278C, setting a time and place for a hearing on the undertaking and providing other matters related thereto.
I'll second your motion and move to second it to approve resolution 18-513. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. This time we'll welcome Commissioner Gilman back to the board. And we'll move on now to item number 8, public comment. Any public comment today?
For the record, Sam Toll, as is customary with every meeting that I attend, I will once again implore upon the commission to move public comment to both the beginning and the end of the meetings. It was refreshing yesterday to see that in the meeting of the Interim Finance Committee, they actually allowed public comment in the beginning. They want to hear from their constituents both ahead of and at the end of the meeting, and their constituents don't come last. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Meeting is adjourned.